everybody. Welcome back to Android App Addicts, episode 399 and holding. 399.5. Something like that. We don't want to go 400 just yet. So call this a bonus episode. My name is Mark. I'm happy to be with you. And of course, I'm joined by your friends and mine, Steve, the door-to-door geek, McLaughlin, and Eric. I'm going to come up with a better name for you someday, Ardini. Hi, gentlemen.
I've had a lot of worse names, so I'm happy with the ones I have. The manager works good. And that was a little bit embarrassing when I got that one anyway, too. So, but it ended up being fine.
Well, we'll
come up with something.
Well, I'll just say welcome, everybody, to the best podcast that you're listening to right now.
Guaranteed. At 2.2x speed, probably.
What would you do if you had a supercomputer door? Would you listen to two podcasts at the same time?
I would load two GIFs at the same time and listen to two podcasts at 2.5.
Nice.
That takes some serious brain power to do that, to do two at the same time.
Yes, and quantum computing, maybe.
Yeah.
Well, you know, Data did it in Star Trek. He would always be playing, like, you know, nine concertos at the same time. So it's an aspirational thing. Sometime in the 23rd century, we'll get there. But we have to have white skin and yellow eyes to do it. I'm not sure it's a fair trade-off, frankly.
Well, it depends.
All right, so this is our Empty the Tank episode, the Friday episode. I'm just going to – I can't just turn door loose and say, give us all you got, because – This would be a six-hour show. So, Dor, I'm going to say give us three of your favorite apps, and then we'll hand it off to Eric.
Okay. First I'm going to bring, I actually downloaded from the Amazon Underground, and then I uninstalled it, and then I went to Google Play, and I installed it because it's free, but the in-app purchases cost money, so I figured I'll play the free one without the DRM in it for a little bit, and it's called Star Wars Rebel Missions. This is basically a side-scrolling platformer game based off of the Star Wars cartoon series. I believe it was just called Star Wars, maybe Rebel Alliance, possibly?
It was just Star Wars Rebels.
Fun game platformer. To be honest, I thought really good-looking graphics, crisp, clean, very, dare I say, cartoon-like in the graphics. So that was definitely a plus. And as soon as my kids heard from across the room, they just came like flying over, landing on the couch next to me. What are you doing? What are you doing? What are you doing? So they, you know, had a blast watching me play, at least.
Yeah, this is a TV show that my kids are into, and it's good. It really is. As a Star Wars fan and as an adult who's not ashamed to watch to admit he watches cartoons, we enjoy this. This is one of the things that, you know, most of the time they're watching some teeny bopper show on the Disney Channel that I couldn't care less about, but we actually enjoy this one. So game being installed at this very moment.
Very cool. Okay. Next one I got here is not a game. Okay. This is still early. This is still pre-beta, I'm going to say, in its functionality, because for instance, when you open up the app and hit settings, it says this hasn't been implemented yet. This is called Tangram Productivity Browser, TANGRAM productivity browser. This browser is a combination of link bubble. If I'm in Google Plus or something and I tap a URL, a bubble pops up off to the side. It loads while I can do other thing. I can preload multiple bubbles while I do other things. Then when I want to view that page, I tap on the bubble, it expands. Now here's where it's different. In the bubble, I can hit a little stack icon and then I can close it out. Then when I go back to my full app drawer and load Tangram, I will have my default page, which is my search results and things I've actively clicked. And then I have a whole separate set of things that I've put in the quote-unquote stack. And things that are in the stack are things saved. You can save entire pages, you can save images, or you can save text or links into your stack. Or complete web pages in your stack. I like this because quite literally, I can open up a feed or a stream, click a bunch of URLs, preview the URLs, look at them, and then decide, do I want this in my stack or just dismiss? And then when I'm done, hours later, if I want, I can open up my full desktop browser in my Android client, and then I can say, okay, now here are all the things in my stack, Now I can save them to read it later. I can send them through Voxer or through Google Hangouts, or I can send it through email, or I can actually sit down and pass it through Push Bullet, or just look at it more and decide if this is something I actually want to keep. So I'm actually kind of liking this one. They do need to, let's just say, get stuff like in their settings menus, and they need to get it a little bit more on the polish side of it. But I definitely like the fact that they're doing something different.
I think it looks like a good app for someone who, like, their phone is their main device. Like, I don't know if I would use this so much because I have full desktop computers at my leisure, and I just open thousands of tabs, you know? Well, not thousands, but as many tabs as I feel like I need to open when I'm going through things. And if I didn't have desktop computers at my disposal most of the day, I would say this would be a great way to work through articles and do research on a phone or a tablet.
Yeah, I'm kind of in the same boat with you. It looks really cool, but I'm having a hard time thinking of how I would use it.
Yeah, the only thing that comes to mind is if you literally want to use your device as some sort of research, like you want to do active research on your device, is the only place this really is beneficial. And I'll say I use it for the shows. I go to places, I find a bunch of apps, I click them all, I see them all, I put them on my stack, and then later I can review, kind of thing.
Yeah, as I was watching this video, I was thinking the same thing. This would be great for show prep. I wish it was on the desktop.
Okay, here's the honest God truth, Mark. There's more than a couple things I've had on my Android device that I first think I'm not sure how I would use this. This seems like a little bit too much for this kind of thing. And then if I use it for a day or two, and then I'm mad because I want it on my desktop. I'm not going to say there should be an Android desktop, but I'm still shocked there's not an Android desktop. All I'm saying.
There are times when I'm doing things that, yeah, I would really like to have the full desktop experience with a large monitor and a mouse and a keyboard and Android at the same time. I agree with you on that one.
Well, the Remix Mini is supposed to be shipping here in less than 60 days. I got no problem shipping it to you when I'm done playing with it. See what you think.
What was that? The Remix?
Remix Mini with the capacitive touch button, power button.
Oh, yes. Oh.
Yes, exactly. Okay, now this last one I'm going to bring out, I had to bring it out for a couple reasons. One, it's called Gravity Beats. I think that's a really good name. A really, I'll say, icon. You can't confuse with anything else. It is free. It does have in-app purchases. E for Everyone, N Lab. Only 131 reviews. It's only at version 1.025, so it's still pretty new, is what I'm going to say. But if you look at the video, this almost reminds me of Lunar Lander, old physics-based spaceship takeoff and landing game. But I'm trying to figure out what it's like crossed with, because there's definitely some, like, quote-unquote future technology game mixed in with this game, and I just can't figure out what it is yet. I'm really a fan of the style, is what I will say.
Oh, I'm loving it. Yeah, it's a... The ship looks like the old Atari Asteroids game.
Yeah, it's just a little triangle. And basically throughout the game, you have to fly around in a 2D area and land in certain places. And of course, the goal is not dying. And I have to believe there has to be some kind of fuel thing too, but I didn't see that.
Yeah, because he's really slamming into some things pretty fast. So it looks like the ship is... very durable. It's not in, you know, Lunar Lander like it that way, but it's kind of a cross between, it's like Portal in a way. It's puzzle solving plus dexterity.
Right. And there's definitely a learned skill going on in flying this ship, because this guy in the video, at least, quite talented is what I'll say. Much more talented than I was, I will say that.
It's got kind of a Portal feel to it. These weird, watching the video, there's these spotlights that are following you around. Do they have any impact on the game at all, or are they just there for looks?
I saw no impact from them.
Because that's creepy, I guess. Portal's kind of a creepy game, but I do like it, though. But it's cool. It's got great ADM music.
I will be playing that this week. I'll let you know next week.
Cool.
What I think. All right.
Well, that was three already. So you can't let him only do three. That was way too fast.
Well, I'm not done with him yet. We're seesawing here.
All right. This is a game called Looking for... Wow. How did it not... Sorry about that. I just lost my link. It's called Looking for Laika. Let me put it in the chat here. L-A-I-K-A is Laika. Looking for L-A-I-K-A by Monbij Adventure. And this...
Easy for you to say.
Yeah.
I didn't play... Okay, there's an arcade version and a story version. Basically, like, you lose your dog and you gotta go find your dog. Laika must be your dog's name. I just played the arcade version. And basically, this is kind of like other games. There's a genre here where you spin around something, you spin around things, and then you let go at the same time. Kind of like One More Line was, I guess, was one that went vertical. This is a side-scrolling, like platformer-ish kind of layout. But basically, you're this dude, like astronaut flying through weightlessness, kind of a little bit of gravity, trying to find your dog. But you got to spin on these circles, and there's a bunch of obstacles and things like that. It's really colorful and pretty.
The character looks like that Mitsubishi robot. Oh, isn't it Mitsubishi, Asimo, that walks upstairs.
Honda? I think it's Honda.
Honda, yeah.
It does kind of look like that, but I don't think he has a dog, so it can't be.
Well, that
it's another one of those floppy characters, like the horse game you brought last week.
Yeah, and you're not just reliant on the gravity, is what I'll say, because you can hit an object, the object spins or moves, and then when you're on the right angle on it, you press it and you get launched off it. But there is some extra mechanics in here.
You can also, you can jump in midair too.
Right, it's like you have some at least limited rocket or something on your back to do some kind of extra oomph.
Right. Yep.
Yeah. Very. I'll tell you right now, there's a good, decent amount of time put into at least the graphics of this game, because while it's simple and basic in graphics, there's a lot going on.
Yep. It's a pretty fun game.
Good find.
Thank you.
All right. What do you got next? One,
I mean, none of these games are just breakthrough brand new ideas. These are all kind of a play on other games that I've played before. This one's called Sling Kong. This was mentioned to us in the Google Plus stream, I'm pretty sure. Basically, you're a monkey, and you have stretchy arms, and you are going vertically up. Did I bring this one before? You go vertically up the screen, and you got to grab onto pegs. Kind of like the last one, you got to land on other circles. And you just and you do kind of an Angry Birds kind of slingshot with your arms. You pull back and bring.
Oh, I hate it. Just looking at it, I hate this game.
Yeah.
Well, it's cute. It's a cute game. I'm sure, like many people who are on Facebook, would love to play this for hours.
Hmm. Yeah, I mean,
I'm going to pass snap judgment on it. Nope, dead to me. Hate it.
You can get chopped up pretty good with them.
What else you got?
Maybe this is more up your alley. This is called Star Vanisher 2, but the 2 is actually exclamation points. It's called Star Vanisher 2 SDBZ Love by some hieroglyphic type, I don't know who it's by.
Boy.
In other words, the game you can never find in the store.
Type in Star Vanisher, exactly. You'll be fine. Yeah, it'll come right up.
You know, that's what makes it cool, Mark.
What makes this game cool is it's not like any other game I've played before. Basically, you have to take your power. Star Vanisher means you're blowing stars up, okay? There's going to be a shape or a couple shapes that superimpose themselves over top of the stars. And then at the right time, you need to throw your Star Smasher. Did I say Star Smasher? Star Smasher at the star. And if you get over certain amount percentage of the star blasted, you get to move on to the next star or the next level. I don't know if I described that well.
You did. It's like a timing-based attack game. The shapes move a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So it's all about timing, getting the shape in a high enough percentage to destruction to move on.
Yeah. It was unique enough and fun to I had to bring it. It is really a fun game, and it's not too difficult.
But yes, you will never stumble across this game or find this game without a link. I have to agree with
that. It has 21,482 positive reviews. They wouldn't lie. So, hey, and Victor says, slow clap to this masterpiece. Mark, what do you Mark, yes. Is this better than Sling Kong?
I don't immediately hate it. So, you know, we got
that's
that far.
Good. Anyway, that's but, good enough for me, man.
It's kind of a weird LSD-induced sort of bad trip thing just watching the video.
I did bring this game, so there's that. You're always going to have a little bit of psychedelics, Pink Floyd music on my headphones while I play or something. Who knows?
Yeah. It's wanton destruction and weird Asian anime. Yeah. The people who like this kind of thing will find this the kind of thing that they like.
That's exactly.
Good way to put it. That's my three.
Okay. So, Mr. Dore, I know you've got more. So, what else you got?
Yes, sir. First one I'm going to bring is one of those things that's just different. This is a Google Chromecast game. So, it's meant to be a party game. It's called Catch Phrase Blitz. The best reason, I'll just say, to download this and play at a party is just so you can exclude all the iPhone owners. I'm just saying. but it does look like it could be fun. But I will say, I really do hate the idea of having people come over to my house and say to them, hey, do you guys want to play a game? and then turning on the TV and telling everyone to turn on their phone, I think could be a little bit different or weird. I'm sure there's social butterflies out there kind of thing that will think this is awesome and cool. I don't know about me.
It's kind of cool. It's you know, that's the basic guess that phrase. So the phrase is on the TV behind you, and you're trying to get your teammate, or your teammates who can see the TV, you're trying to get you to say the phrase. It's a neat party game, but I don't know that it needs to be digitized.
I don't know. Well, I know there's more than a couple of these, but what I've seen most of them is quite literally you take your phone and you go like this, and then you play the same game, and then if you get it right, you have to like tilt it or move it or something.
So Dora's like putting his phone on his head right then and facing
yeah.
the...
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's the angle here is that you're both... You got two or more teams playing, or it looks like just two from the video. So... That's hard to do with a single phone on your forehead.
Yes, and it's, I think, easier for everyone to see the TV.
I just don't have enough friends for this game to work for me.
Yeah. Hey there.
Hello, Mark. I'm the choir. Yes, I do understand what you're talking about. but I don't know. This is the kind of game I want to keep like on my back burner just in case a opportunity arises, but something tells me I'm going to rather play Artemis, but, you know. Mm-hmm.
All right, so one more.
Okay, yeah. That was Catchphrase from Hasbro, Inc., E for Everyone, completely free to download, some sort of in-app purchase. I have no idea what it is, but hopefully it's not for more content when after playing it for 20 minutes, it's already repeating
stuff. I would think that is the thing, but I keep looking, because in that video...
It said download or purchase now for a full experience, so that makes me wonder right there.
Because when I did... what is that? The trivia game with the head, with the guy, the bald-headed guy.
The trivia game with the bald-headed guy.
Yeah.
Can you get more vague, Eric? I'm just wondering.
No. This is it's a video game with a bald-headed guy trivia game. Dang it. All right, I'm going to find it. Anyway, I bought that as a Chromecast game, so I got the game. And I paid for the mega pack of that to get more questions because I ran out of... It's like a trivia game that's really funny. Dang it. I can't remember. Go ahead. I'll figure it out.
You don't know Jack, maybe?
You don't know Jack. That's what it is. Yes. Very good. Okay, there you go. You don't know Jack. You do have the in-app purchases to purchase more questions and packs. You only get a very limited selection at first, but enough to, you know, think, wow, this is fun. I'll pay $5 for the rest of it. And I would think that this would be the same way, but that video made me think maybe you really are missing something until you spend the money. I don't know what I'm going to find out, though.
Not sure.
Our audience will let us know.
Exactly. Okay, now this one, dude,
Uh-oh.
This one's $2.99, and it was an insta-buy for me. Have no choice. Have no choice. Done. Buy. This is called Game Studio Tycoon. I brought a game a while ago called Game Dev Story.
Mm-hmm.
Very 4 to 8-bit-ish in the graphics. You were a starting up game developer. The goal was to build up your company through these games and then make consoles and then make, you know, a series of games into dominating the game industry. And it was fine. It was cool. It was cute. Whatever. This one definitely looks better. You can hire up to 16 employees, create your own games and consoles. Same exact type of thing. But this one also, it looks like it goes a little bit back further and a little bit more current in time to where you can basically start 50 years ago with like building the Odyssey type game console game kind of thing all the way up to today's smartphone and tablets and, you know, PC type games. I'm not really a guy that likes playing a lot of these type of games, but for some reason, when it comes to playing a game about making games and consoles, for some reason, it just takes me right in and I have to keep playing it.
There's no video with this app, by the way.
Why, thank you. You're right.
It just looks like an awful lot of work.
I'm with you, man.
I'll put it like this. This is the kind of game you just have to figure out what are the steps to most efficiently gain ground, gain money, gain credibility in order to progress through the different levels of your business, whether you're starting by designing in your own bedroom kind of thing in your studio apartment, or, you know, how can you progress to having a couple people on your team, so forth and so on. But it is the kind of game where your total amount of time is a lot of time, but it is the kind of thing where you can literally pick it up five minutes at a whack, play a couple minutes, and then just put it down. And while you put it down, things will happen. So when you go back in, your game sales will be fully documented, that kind of thing.
I'm sorry, I nodded off a little bit there. are you done?
Yeah.
This guy's brutal, isn't he, Dory? Steve would be like, oh, yeah, that's a nice door. That's good. Eric, yeah, thanks for bringing some weird thing again that you pull arms. Now, Mark. He's like, there ain't no way I'm ever playing this.
I'm just trying to mix it up a little, guys.
That mixed it up. That, I mean, that's Door. That is 100%. If I would have seen that game before you did, I would have pinged you and said, Door, you got to look at this game, because I'm not going to. It's right up your alley.
Gotcha.
It does. Yeah, it just sort of screams Door. It just, and I've already said, it just doesn't, it's not my thing. It's a lot of effort, and I never got into Farmville and those things for that same reason. I don't want to go pick my corn every couple of hours. I don't want to go hire employees. I don't know. I want to fly fast and fight things when I'm playing a game. All right. I think that's a good place to stop with, you know, me insulting the most beloved host on the web. So, you guys
we'll
are going to fire me
400.
So fast. Yeah. That's episode 401. Mark, where's Mark? That's going to be the title of the show. Where's Mark? All right. So, thanks guys for your tankage there. I'm sure there is more, to come. So, don't worry. That just means you got to come back, next week for episode 400 and see what amazing things that the great Door-to-Door Geek has for you.
Speaking of that real quick, the watch face, I just want to mention that one more time. There's a Android App Addicts Show 400 watch face that you can get. And I don't have an update on details right now, but just check out Mark Seralt in the Google Plus and you'll find it.
All right. So, Eric, do you have where can people find you on the web? What is your electronic presence? So if we can get more.
Oh, DiniMedia.com. It's a full featured presence maker for me. I want to tell everybody I rode on a Swagway today too. I forgot to mention that earlier. And I was really almost fell down and hurt myself. But it seems like a really fun thing for people who have balance.
Is it worth like $35,000
yeah,
or whatever
here's
they
the
cost?
Thing. You can get them for a lot cheaper than what you think you can. The one I rode on today was literally $400, and I've never seen them cheaper than like $1,300. And this one is definitely, I can't say that this is not quality. It was very heavy unit. It supported me well. It seemed like it was, it was the real deal. It was definitely the thing.
I don't, it just, they seem like something out of WALL-E to me. You know, it's walking without all the trouble of walking.
Yeah. And this one was white. When we were in Chicago, Dora, did you see any of those when you were in Chicago?
No, because I would have pushed them on to the ground.
When I was in Chicago with Dora, somehow I saw a number of them, and I had never seen them before. And I think they were just gave them out to these people to hang out on this particular corner, maybe, and just always be there so people see it during Lollapalooza or something.
I'm 6'5", 400 pounds. If I got on a Segway, the Segway would disappear. It'd be like, why is that guy standing there in such an odd pose? Because you wouldn't see the device.
Well, this wasn't a Segway. This was a Swegway.
Swegway. It's a different thing.
Okay, so Swegway doesn't have the stick you hang on to. Basically, it's like a skateboard, a sideways skateboard. It's got two wheels on both sides, kind of like the Segway. You just stand on it though, and then you just lean forward, lean back, or lean. It's just like without the stick.
Okay.
That's why it was difficult. Right. I think if I had the stick, it'd be a lot easier.
So does it have the active gyroscope like the Segway? Okay.
The stick I've seen is a good and a bad. I've seen where like the stick literally drags people down because they won't let go of the friggin' stick. Mm. But at the same time, it gives you something to push and try to do a little bit of balance off of. I mean, on a completely flat surface, I don't think it would be super difficult. But as soon as you hit a bump or something. Like, there was a scene of Usain Bolt after winning a 200-meter event. He's going like this, and there's a guy on one of those stupid things. There's a camera on the bottom, and he's holding a camera, and he's just, like, floating next to him. He hits something on his side, slams right into Bolt, knocks them both over, kind of thing. So, yeah, no. I never got a Segway, never wanted a Segway, never wanted one of these things. Walk. It isn't that hard to walk. And if you can't walk, well, be like a normal person who can't walk and get a hover round or a gopher, sit down and look like you're,
a little rascal.
Belong at a ham convention.
I've never seen one of these. I apparently don't browse the web. I'm looking at it now. I've never seen this device at all. And I don't understand it. It's a vertical skateboard, or it's weird.
Perpendicular.
So it looks like the two pedals are like semi-articulated, so they move independently of one another?
Bit. Yeah. Yeah, so you can turn.
Yep.
These caught news because some hip-hop artist or whatever got arrested in an airport because he was riding one through the airport and he wouldn't get off of it.
Yeah, I remember hearing about that article, but I intentionally ignore articles that are clickbait like that.
And that's what I think it was. I think the company literally just paid him to do this to catch headlines.
A lot of their marketing has come from YouTube. They have given these out to some of the biggest YouTubers just so they would ride them and talk about them on their YouTube channels. That's where they got a lot of publicity there too.
I mean, A, they're not cool. I mean, you might as well go the full non-manly masculine route and just get a Vespa.
I'd love to have a Vespa. I used to have a scooter. there's a good little poem that goes about scooters that I learned when I owned it. I'm not going to bring it to the show, though. I'll save it for the post-show.
My wife is every salesman's dream. You can talk her into anything. Any guy who comes around selling meat out of a truck, suddenly we have a freezer full of cheap meat. And so we sort of developed a rule over the years to protect her from herself. And when she sees something on an infomercial or a guy selling something at the boardwalk, I would say, if it's any good, it'll be at Walmart in 6 months. Mm. So that's my stance on this Swegway here. If it's any good, it'll be at Walmart in 6 months.
Yeah. And it's getting down to the price where they could actually have it. The one I rode today was only $400. It's close. Yeah,
what do you do if you're out and about and the battery dies?
Carry it.
Pick it up and you put it in your back pocket.
Now, I've watched a lot of videos here on YouTube seven gadgets that prove we're in the future, seven gadgets didn't know existed. And I've seen little bike ones that literally you can fit in a backpack. They're so flat. Of course, yes, Mark, if you or me sat on it, it would crush. But the idea of them, to me, are much more practical than having some blocky sideways skateboard thing where it's very easy to fall flat on your face and it's bulky to carry if it goes dead. To me, this is one of those phase things. In 3 or 4 months, you're not even going to hear of this thing again.
Here in North Georgia, the terrain here is very hilly. I can't see one of these things going up a steep incline. It looks like it would just got to go, and then you'd pick it up and walk up.
Yeah. I have very limited experience with it. I'm not selling them anyway. I rode it around barely on some carpeting.
Well, we all know that Dini Media redirects to the Swegway sales site. You know,
affiliate links. Future, man. That is the redirect of the week.
Amazon.com/Dini.
Yeah, so it was fun. I got on it first. I fell right off, and I'm like, you know what? I need to at least get back on there and go across the floor with this to say that I did it. So I did it.
Well, cool. I mean, it looks like fun, I guess, if you enjoyed it. Just everything is always super hyped now. This is the future. I don't know. It looks like a nice toy.
Yeah, that's what it is. That's what it is. Absolutely.
Mr. McLaughlin, where can people find you on the web? Where can they find out more about the man, the myth, the legend, the door-to-door geek?
The easiest place is just go to podness.com, click on contact. The new site is actually close to being done. I did ping a WordPress buddy I have, asking him how I can do one thing to the site. I'm pretty sure once I figure that one thing out, I'm going to launch it. Even though there's going to be a couple things I'm going to still have to go back and do just because it needs to be launched. And it comes with a warning. I'll warn everyone at least 2 weeks before launch, but when that happens, all of the feeds might reset. So if your podcasting client is set to download 10 episodes, you might download 10 episodes of our shows because the feeds might reset. So it does have a warning with it, but trust me when I tell you people, it's worth it because the site looks so much better.
Mm-hmm. It does.
All right. And if you are interested in me, anything about me, elementopie.com is the best place to find me. I'm also on Facebook and Google+, but I don't do anything there. So elementopie.com, that's my current podcast, my past podcasts, my production company, and a website that really needs to be updated. So that's where you can check that out. As always, don't forget, as Eric said, affiliate links, the Podnuts affiliate links for Amazon, for eBay, for all that stuff. It helps out more than you think it does. And we appreciate your support. We appreciate you listening. And we look forward to you being back with us for episode 400. Good night, everybody.
Music provided by Steve Cherubino at stevecherubino.com.